Welcome to Chit Chat. My name is Gino D, and today I'm talking to the Executive Director of Family Promise of Greater Chattanooga, Etienne Easley. How are you?
I am great. How are you, Gino?
I'm doing so well. Thank you so much for coming in and taking some time to, quote unquote, chit chat with us.
Yes,
this should
thank
be a
you
lot
for
of fun. I've heard so many amazing things about Family Promise, and I want you, the source, to tell us all about it. So let's first talk about what Family Promise is and why we should care about what Family Promise is doing, the mission behind it and everything. In a nutshell, what is Family Promise?
Okay, well, Family Promise started about 35 years ago, and it started in New Jersey, and it based on a conversation. A homeless lady was basically sitting there trying to tell the founder at the time why we needed more services for people that are experiencing homelessness, specifically families. And so over lunch, they decided, okay, let's talk more. So 35 years later,
yeah,
right? We have the amazing network of 200 affiliates, and we are one of the affiliates in the country that serves the greater Chattanooga area. And we serve families that are experiencing homelessness, and we also serve low-income families that are in distress, financial distress.
Right.
So that's pretty much us in a nutshell. And so our deal, our vision is to really see that every family has sustainable income, has permanent housing, and support systems behind that. So that looks like everything from having a case manager that's there with you for, you know, 12 months, 24 months, however you need, or that's like someone that just kind of guides you and you can take off and then just tap in whenever you feel a little bit unsure about the next steps in your stability in your home life. So
it's basically offering a bunch of different programs
that
people can use, and it depending on how much, what different levels of help they may need.
Absolutely, because everybody that needs help, they come in at different spaces. Some people are completely experiencing homelessness, and they have no income. They've been sleeping in their car, right? And then you have a person who just, it was an episode. It was something that happened. They either were evicted, or they were staying with a family member, and the family member said, okay, I can't
support.
It's time to go. So we have all levels of people that are experiencing homelessness. And that's one of the things we have to do, too, is dispel the myth of what homelessness looks like, especially when it comes to families.
That was going to be my next question, actually. And I think, especially here in Chattanooga, I mean, obviously you do see some of the people that are walking the streets, right? I mean, you walk down any of the parts of the city, it's going to happen. You see that. But then there's a lot that you do not see what's going on. So would you say that there is a problem of homelessness in Chattanooga?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And think about it. We partner with a lot of organizations that actually go out and physically do the count, but families are afraid to be counted in that because then their children could be taken away. There could be a lot of consequences for just being experiencing homelessness. So there is a problem with people that are on the streets. There's a crisis going on, like a mental crisis that's happening that they're staying in the streets, right? And then you have families that are literally just hit one bad turn or had one missed paycheck or had one hospital bill that they couldn't pay, and then it's a domino effect. So yes, there's a lot of homelessness in Chattanooga.
And that's where Family Promise steps in to help these people get back on their feet?
Absolutely, absolutely. We have case managers, we have programs, we have a homeless prevention program, we have an emergency shelter program and a stabilization program. So within those programs, you can fit in wherever you are. Sometimes people have to tap into all three, depending on what their situation is. And some people just need that one little boost up, and then they're done. And they're like, okay, because our goal is we don't want you to need us anymore, right? You know, we want you to be stable. We want you to have sustainable income. We want you to feel empowered and equipped to be able to, because we are doing it, right? There is a large percentage of people that are in Chattanooga that are living and working and being able to maintain and pay their bills and, you know, have stable homes for their children, all that, right?
Yeah.
So we want that for all of our families.
Excellent. And you guys have gone with the motto, if you will, being a community-based response, or having a community-based response.
Yes.
So you're helping these families, they're experiencing homelessness, low-income families, they need assistance. What does that approach look like when it comes to that community-based response?
Okay, so it's basically pairing up with people who have the same, whose missions are aligned with ours. So if you have a bank, if you will, that has a section where they want to teach financial literacy. Right?
Mm-hmm.
We need families to learn about financial literacy, right? So that would be a great community response.
Okay.
If you have an organization that provides diapers and formula, we have a mom in a shelter that just had a new baby. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, so we do things
kind of
that
connecting piece between people that need the help and the people that can provide the help.
Right, because we can't have every single program,
no,
right?
Because
that would be it would be a benefit to link up with other organizations, churches. Sometimes church groups have initiatives, right, that they push and they want their students or they want their members to provide meals for families that are homeless. Hey, come to us, right?
There
so
go.
there's always these little neat ways that we can connect. And that makes our system like a community-based
excellent
system.
Yeah. Very cool, very cool. And people can get more information, fpgreaterchat.com. That's where they can go for that hub of information of everything they offer. And we'll get into the social media links to follow along and to make sure we get on this journey with Family Promise. But maybe there is somebody listening right now that is a leader of one of these groups or somebody that just wants to give back and wants to help out. What is the best way that they can approach Family Promise to get that process started?
Oh, there's many ways, of course. I mean, I don't turn down any visitors that come.
Sure,
but also, though, they could get a chance to really look and see what our main office looks like, what the day shelter looks like. And the reason why we have a day shelter, many times when people are experiencing homelessness, they have to stay in a shelter from a certain time and they have to leave. It's sometimes 7, 8 o'clock in the morning. And then they're out all day, no places to be. Where we have a day shelter where people can wash clothes, they can look on the internet, search for jobs, they can cook a meal for their families, they have a place for their children to play, you know, all these things during the day that could possibly help them further along in their journey. So people can come to our building, people can call me, check out our website, you can see the different programs that are there and how you can insert yourself in those programs as well.
Very good. You know, of course, and we'll link up on our websites too, so people can go and check all of that out and get that. What if somebody wanted to maybe donate? Do you guys take donations?
How does
that work? I know you guys are doing a lot of fundraisers. In fact, there's a big one coming up that we'll talk about. But what does that process look like for the donations and stuff? Is it pretty much the same?
Pretty much the same thing. A lot of people have just either looked on our website or just called us and said, what is it that you need right now?
Really? Sure.
And we can never get enough of, household appliances or household cleaning items, because when people move into their space, that's the last thing they're thinking about. They're thinking about like beds and sheets and this and that, but they're not thinking about, oh my goodness, I need to clean up this place before I put all of my stuff in here, or I need like toilet paper or Clorox wipes. Like it's certain things that they don't think about that we would love to have.
Or, some of the things you're talking about now, I wouldn't even think about.
Right. I don't. You know,
I
until you're
in, lucky enough to have a
right.
Home. Yeah.
But you're standing in the middle of your place, your new place, and you're like, oh, I need to go. And so it minimizes all the running back and forth to get, you know, using gas to get all these supplies, right? But we also love gift cards to places like food places. So when people are kind of down on their luck or they're waiting for that paycheck to come or something like that, we often, you know, give them something so that they can have some food, or we'll give a Walmart card so they can actually go and get things such as sheets and things to match their kids. You know, their kids can pick out sheets, you know, cute stuff like that. But it makes a home when we're able to also give them things like that. So retail stores, gift cards to restaurants, or just supplies.
Yeah, it's a great way to give back for sure.
Absolutely.
Again, fpgreaterchat.com is where you can go for details on that. We want people to follow on social media, which we're going to get to. But let's talk about the big fundraiser coming up on July 13th. It seems like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes.
Some sort of a Top Golf tournament.
Yes.
Tell us about this and how can we get involved?
Yes. So it's like Top Golf that you would regularly go to, but it's like expanded, right?
Even bigger.
Because
you
have this whole space for like 3 hours and you can hang out with your family, and it's food and it's a tournament as well, right? And there's prizes. We've got some major donors that and sponsors that have supported us, TVA, Coca-Cola, Academy Sports.
Awesome.
So we have all kind of cool gifts and things, but really it's just to support our big programs. Our biggest programs out of the three, I would say, is homeless prevention, and which gives direct assistance to families, and our shelter program, just to help it continue to keep going and help us to continue to provide safe spaces for families and their and their kids. So, but this Top Golf opportunity came to us, and we were very excited, and we have some VIP sections. I mean, they're really doing it up for us.
That's excellent.
So we're just really excited about it, and we think it's fun, and it's like you mentioned earlier that it's a growing. It's a growing fundraiser. Like people are really getting into it, and you don't have to be an expert, right? You can just go out and play. But I've seen some pretty intimidating.
Some people
guys.
Take it serious.
Yeah, some people take it really serious.
Top golf very serious.
They do. But then there's also a kids section that awesome. You know, the kids can do mini golf and stuff and play there, and you can do your thing over on the other side. It's just a great space. So we're excited about
Is this kind of like a show up thing? Do people have to register? Where can they find more information about
that? Yes, they will have to register so that we can get a count for the food, because it's like a full buffet.
Yeah, you want the service.
Exactly. So yes, to go to do that, we would need to look on our website to get those things rolling to sign up and stuff, so we can get that accurate count and
absolutely
all that.
And you can follow them on social media, of course, on Facebook. You search Family Promise of Greater Chattanooga, should pop right up. And then on Instagram at FamPromChat, of course, that's CHATT. And people can get more information there. I'm sure you have flyers and everything.
Oh, we have
it,
yes.
And it's all covered, right?
Our flyers are awesome, I just have to say.
Very cool. FPGreaterChat.com. Maybe there's somebody listening that needs assistance, and maybe they're thinking, it's Family Promise. Do they have to have a whole family? What is the deal? Do you help build individuals? And how do these people reach out to you guys to receive assistance? We talked about the fundraising part and the people that can help.
Okay.
Now, what are people that need help?
So if people who need help, so if you need direct assistance, really, honestly, the best answer is to call the office, right?
Yeah.
Or to call our office, because we can then send you to the direct person that will handle that. But yes, we do. We mostly help families.
Okay.
But there is funding to help give direct assistance to individuals that are experiencing the low income portion. We cannot house individuals in our shelter program, though. It is strictly families. But for direct assistance, yes.
Right.
People can call us, and we can link them to which case manager will, you know, they need, depending on what their situation is, right?
Sure.
And then we can help them. Absolutely. Yeah. I know it's this leading by Family Promise.
Right. That's why I asked that question.
And so I'm glad you did, because
you
never know something. But there's just certain pots, right, that we can help from. And so, but most of the time, to be honest with you, 90% of the people that we serve are families, to be honest. And then we have some, a few individuals, because I think they get a little turned around by our name. It's just you can't participate in all the programs because they're just not lined up.
But the bottom line is, if somebody's out there that needs that assistance or needs that help, at least you guys will provide that lifeline and point them in the right direction.
Right.
Connect them with the right people that they need to be connected
with. And that's true, too. If you call us and we can't help you, it is very important to each one of our staff members that we disseminate information. We keep up with information that is current. If we don't have it, or if we can't do it, we want our people who call to get something so they won't feel so in despair, right? Because they're already calling us in this space.
Right.
Right. And so to leave and to hang up and be in the same space is just terrible, right? So we want to make sure that we arm them with as much information as possible if we can assist them. So, yes, I encourage to call, because no situation can be, we don't have a clue about what that means,
So
we pride ourselves in learning about what's going on in the community that can help in areas that we can.
And there are so many different definitions of what a family is, too, especially in today's times, right? There's so many different definitions, whether that be same gender families and there's the LGBTQ community and everything else. What is Family Promise? Can Family Promise help all families
Our number one, there's two reasons I want to make sure that this is important, because a part of our mission is to help every family, and every is in capital letters, just as a visual for people to know, okay, so that includes me, right, regardless of my gender or my sexuality. And then also, because we have formulated a racial justice council with National Family Promise, not only is it a racial it focuses on race, but it focuses on all compositions of discriminations that happen in our world today. So, I serve on that committee as well, and have since 2021.
Okay.
So we have been very instrumental in making sure that people and our message, you can go on our national website and you'll see all of our messages about anti-discrimination of any sort. So we just want to make sure that every family gets served.
Absolutely. No, it sounds like a wonderful resource for Greater Chattanooga and beyond, of course.
Thank
Family
you.
Promise going nationwide with that. So check out the details one more time. That's fpgreaterchat.com, July 13th. Make sure you go to their website and register for that really fun golf tournament. That's the top golf tournament. It's going to be a huge fundraiser for them. We hope you raise all types of funds for the mission of Family Promise. And one more time, at the end, let's talk about the way that we could support your organization? What's the best way? Somebody right now, what is the biggest takeaway? Somebody listening to this interview right now, what do you want them to take away and how can they help Family Promise?
Well, if you're interested in being a part of something, or you have a knack for volunteering, or if you have a special skill that families could utilize, right? Just reach out to us, because I feel like we are community-based and our response is community-based. So the more community members that we have in it, it makes everything so much more robust for our families that we serve. So
excellent. Yes. And people can get all those details, fpgreaterchat.com. Etienne, thank you so much.
This has been
a lot of fun. And we'll make sure to keep promoting and keep talking about the mission that is Family Promise of Greater Chattanooga.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. This has been Chit Chat.